News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today Larry Shaw, new president at A Southern Season. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've been trying to get you here for a while, haven't I?
Yes. Well, it's Christmas is now over,
yes.
So I actually have some time to breathe.
Well, I knew not to even bother you during Christmas. I just said, let's set it up for after Christmas. So you're not a local boy.
No. I actually, my family and I moved down here about a year and a half ago from Vermont, where we were for 15 years before that. And so really, we've kind of been all over the place. I grew up in the Northeast in the New York area and have lived pretty much everywhere. New York, New Jersey. Outside of New York City. Lived in New Jersey. Lived in the Midwest in the St. Louis area for a while. Lived out on the West Coast in Seattle. And then went up to New England and lived there for 15 years before moving down to North Carolina.
Well, so growing up in New York, did you go to school up there?
I actually went to school in the Midwest in St. Louis.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Why'd you pick St. Louis?
Good question. It was for the school. I went to Washington University in St. Louis, and it was a great school. Had a big business major, and it just ended up being the right school.
And you knew that's what you wanted to do.
I did actually. My grandparents owned a business, so I grew up in. They owned a food business that sold like packaged soup mixes and drink mixes and things like that. So I grew up in the working in their business.
How fun! So. What kind of soup? I mean, was it soups that your grandmother made, or was it
all packaged soups like minestrone soup and a lot of traditional bean-based soups?
But were they her recipes?
No, they were traditional recipes, but they were more mainstream recipes that were done in kind of in a large scale for lots of different retail stores.
Okay, so it was not for the public to buy?
No, they sold direct. They were a wholesaler, so they actually they sold directly to wholesalers. So they were the manufacturer.
Oh, how fun. Yep. So did you eat those soups growing up? You probably had a lot of surplus on hand.
We had a little bit. We were the tasters for things. So my grandfather was a big inventor. So he would try lots of different things, soups, hors d'oeuvres, things like that. So we were the guinea pigs that got to try all of the things.
So did you think when you decided to go into business, was there a connection in your mind that I want to do business in food?
No, there was definitely, you know, growing up, I was one of those people that wanted to do the opposite of what my grandparents or my parents did. Uh-huh. My parents were teachers, so that was easy to do something different. But I had no plan to get back into the food business. That was not my intent.
So you go to St. Louis, and after that, where did you go?
So I went to St. Louis. I graduated. I actually worked after graduation for a year in St. Louis working for a company that made food service equipment, like refrigeration and stoves and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I moved back to the Northeast and started in the retail field.
And what I mean, you know, somebody to make a conscious decision to go into retail is, I mean, for people who have never worked in retail, you don't have a clue what it's like.
No, you have to be a little bit crazy to go into retail. I don't think you realize that at the beginning. But no, I actually worked at the beginning. I worked for a company that sold things through the mail.
So a mail order company.
It was a mail order company. It was one of the traditional ones. They sold astrology and lottery products. So, you know, I'm a young kid getting out of school, you know, a year out of school, and you go work, and it was very interesting. You go work for a company that's selling these really strange products that are promising things, which, you know, seemed a little odd, but it was a fun place to learn. And then all of a sudden, one day, the knock on the door and the postal service security people come in and close the business down for mail fraud.
Oh my gosh.
So that was my first introduction into the retail field.
Well, it's a miracle that you stuck with any mail order. Or did you just know, now I know what to not do?
Well, I got hooked on the on the analytical part. There's a big kind of science part behind the mail order piece, and it was just pretty fascinating to me to take. You can send something out to people, and then you could have a pretty good idea of how many people respond and what they're interested in and what they're buying.
You mean in terms of a catalog?
Yeah, or? It was a catalog. So my initial focus was really on the catalog piece, and this was before the internet. So then I worked for a big company in New Jersey that had a bunch of catalogs. They had catalogs like Hanover Direct and Domestications and things that were more clothing and
soft furnishings
and things like that.
I get all those.
So I worked there, and that was a great learning experience too in terms of on a much bigger scale. That was at that point, that was one of the top five or six largest catalog companies in the country. And so I worked there for about 3 years. Got great training and education, and then while I was there, I was pretty clear that it was time to go do something different because it was becoming a tough company to work for. So I answered an ad in the newspaper in the New York Times for an ad for Nordstrom. So Nordstrom was looking for a director of marketing. Had exactly my background. They were looking for someone to actually go out and head up their, start up their catalog division for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied, went for interviews in New York City. It was all great. Got the job offer and then realized the position's out in Seattle.
Oh.
So we go to the last interview and it was like, oh, by the way, the position's out in the headquarters in Seattle. So we actually, my wife and I flew out there it was just great. We loved Seattle. Nordstrom was just a fabulous company. They just did everything right. And we made a decision to go out there and I helped them start up their catalog division.
Well, they have a really unique and interesting training, in-depth training, employee training program, don't they?
They do. Their employee training is very simple. You go work on the retail floor. And you get live experience working with customers, and from that point on, you move up in the company. So in the catalog,
looks like Trader Joe's starts you.
It is, or enterprise rental and things like that. But it's just they do it right, and it's really about they see who's really good about interacting with customers and who's not, and you quickly weed out the people that are not comfortable with customers. Mm-hmm.
Oh wow! And here you move, and so you've got a completely different climate and. That's exciting, though.
Yeah, it was exciting. So, I went from there. I went to Vermont and worked for 12 years in Vermont for Vermont Country Store, which has a lot of similarities with Nordstrom in terms of service and has a lot of similarities with the Southern Season in terms of
it does.
How customers perceive the business, food, the whole product line.
Well, it does. We're going to have to go to break in a second. Before we go, I should know all this, but I'm going to let you say it. Give us more information on a Southern Season.
Right. So if you want to come see Southern Season, we're at the University Mall on South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Our web address is southernseason.com.
And hours are?
During this time of the year, we're open.
Are you back to normal?
We're back to normal hours, which is 10 to 7 Sunday through Thursday, 10 to 9 Friday, Saturday.
Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table today Larry Shaw, president of A Southern Season. And when we left off last segment, you were in Vermont at the Vermont Country Store, and you made their mail order. You increased that business humongously, right?
Correct. Yes. When I started there, it was a business around $40 million in sales. And when I left, it was about $100 million.
Well, okay, that's significant.
Yep.
So you left there, you said about, a year? How long ago did you leave there?
I left, it would have been probably about 4 years ago.
Okay, and what'd you do for?
So for about 3 years, a little over three and a half years, I consulted. So I started a consulting company, and I worked with large retailers like I work with Green Mountain Coffee, I work with Eddie Bauer, I work with J. Jill, so a few other ones, but a lot of large retailers, just trying to help them kind of work on better interactions with customers, getting more insight out of kind of what their customers were telling them.
And you said that you moved to Chapel Hill a year and a half ago.
We did.
So had you ever been here before? What'd you just do?
So the reason we moved down was my son, who's now a sophomore in college, he was ready to look at colleges. And we made a deal that said he can't be more than 3.5 hours from where we live. So we get time to start looking at colleges, and High Point University came and recruited up on his high school campus in Vermont.
Uh-huh.
Fell in love with the college. We decided that we would come down to take a look, which was the first time we were ever in North Carolina. We knew immediately as soon as we set foot on that campus, it was the right place for him to go.
What's his interest?
He's going to be an education major.
Okay.
So we knew it was the right place for him to go. So then we had to make a decision. So
the
3 hour thing was going to get us. So we had been talking for a while about when my kids graduated that we would move farther south to mm-hmm. North Carolina or somewhere like that, which we have friends down here and everyone talked highly about North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So we decided to speed up the move. You know, because my kids were both in transition years. My son was going to High Point. My daughter was getting ready to go into high school.
And you had a consulting business, which you could run from anywhere.
Correct. I could do it anywhere. So there's nothing keeping us in Vermont anymore at that point.
So did you throw away your skis and your snowshoes?
We were so happy to get rid of the cold. My wife and I, neither of us were big into the outdoors skiing or the cold weather. And mm-hmm. The weather was a big reason for us to move. And, you know, we ended up choosing Chapel Hill. Was pretty easy decision for us. We ended up choosing Chapel Hill because it was the right combination of really good high school
yep.
for my daughter. It's a great mix of education. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a very sophisticated area, but it's also rural. We had a small farm up in Vermont, which we moved down here. And my wife is a dog breeder and a farmer. So we were able to do.
Do y'all have a farm now?
My wife is farming. She's co-farming with a 91-year-old farmer in Chapel Hill, who she's kind of adopted as her grandfather.
And so, what are they growing?
She raises petite beef, which is small cows.
Well, is she selling that
it's
anywhere?
It's all for personal consumption. So we do it for ourselves.
And so you have to get invited to your house.
You have to get invited to our house. And she also raises German Shepherds.
Oh, nice. Yep. Yeah. And so how far out of town is that?
So we live near Carrboro.
Okay.
Yeah, on the outskirts.
Well, I've gotten totally enamored of Saxapahaw. I mean, people who know me know that. I mean, I'm just making regular yep. trips out there. It's just so wonderful yep. how that happened. Well, so you're here. You have fallen into this wonderful position yep. to revamp a Southern Season. And what's going on there?
Right. So I get asked this question all the time. Where's the company going with the new ownership change? And really what we're trying to do is take the business back to the roots of why it was founded. So when Southern Season was founded, it was founded as an upscale specialty food store with the goal of being the tastemaker mm-hmm. of specialty food and hospitality and bringing new ideas, new products, new things from around the world back to Chapel Hill mm-hmm. to kind of showcase those things and to really being a leading progressive at the forefront of taste and hospitality. And I think over the years, the business has kind of lost some of that piece, mm-hmm. lost a little bit of the upscale positioning, lost a little bit of the focus on being the forefront of taste. And what we're trying to do is bring it back specifically to those roots. So we want to be the place where people come to experience food products from around the world that are leading edge in terms of trends, very mm-hmm. traditional items, things that you can only find here. We want people in Chapel Hill to be exposed to lots of different mm-hmm. foods that people from bigger areas around the world and the country would get on a regular basis. Yeah, would get on a regular basis and have that here. We also want to be able to offer that also in non-food things, mm-hmm. Kitchen appliances, personal care items, domestic items, textiles, linens, and things like that.
Well, you know, at the time it opened, I used to tell people on store tours that you just couldn't find capers in between Washington, D.C. Yep. and Atlanta, and there you had to bring capers yep. in. You know, there were then the cheeses and coffees, and so I've been in and been thrilled to see some of the physical changes that have happened. I think it feels more open and less maze-like, yep. you know?
Yeah, so one of the big pushes is if we're going to create an upscale shopping experience with upscale product, the presentation needs to fit that also. So we're mm-hmm. working really hard to declutter the store, make it easier to shop, make it the presentations more lifestyle.
Right.
So that way you can see the product in the way it was meant to be. Whether that's opening up the aisles to make it easier to shop, we're actually working on a lot of things this year in terms of in the kitchen area, putting in more of a lifestyle centers.
Right.
So you can see product on a stove or see product on in cabinets or dishes on tables. Or really the goal is we have these, we have, you know, 50,000 great products mm-hmm. and every product has a great story and we want to be able to show each product off in its best light. And the goal is to create the selling environment that makes it easy to do that.
Well, I think that's a good plan. I mean, even as long as I had been there, when I was on the sales floor and customer would say to me, do you have such and such? Well, how did I know? I mean, even if I might have seen that yep. product 6 months ago, but you know, you'd have to say, well, I don't know. Let's go find out because you, there were so much that it, you know, the constant thing yep. I heard was I feel overwhelmed.
Right.
To the point of uncomfort. So I think that's a wonderful goal to make it feel more accessible and easier to shop.
Yeah, and that's our goal is we have almost every product someone wants we have. It's
right.
about making it easier for them to find and training our staff so they can help a customer easily find it for those who can't find it for themselves.
I think that's why Williams-Sonoma has been so successful because yeah. of that lifestyle. I mean, you walk in and it makes you feel like that. So we're going to have to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about Valentine's Day and what y'all have happening. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I have around my table today Larry Shaw, president of A Southern Season. And when we went to break, we were talking about the changes and stuff. I know one of the things that I hear a lot is, what are your expansion plans?
Yep. So I hear that a lot, too.
I bet
so,
you do.
Pretty much every day. So, I mean, our plans are a couple. Our plan is to continue to grow the Chapel Hill store. There's a lot more we can be doing in Chapel Hill to make the store better in terms of experience, products, things like that. We have a lot of ideas over this that we're going to put into place this year mm-hmm. on that end. Our goal is also to grow the website, the e-commerce part of our business, and to make that a much bigger part of our business, filled with product that are in retail, that are on the retail floor.
Wonderful.
So those are immediate. In addition to that, we are looking at opening more stores in the Southeast.
Okay.
So that's clearly part of our long-term growth plan is more additional stores. Will not take away from what we're doing in Chapel Hill. That will be in addition to that.
That sounds like a great plan. Yeah. Well, so let's look a little more immediate, like Valentine's Day yep. is right around the corner. Yep. It's coming up next week. So what's on tap?
Right. So we have big plans for Valentine's Day. We actually are running a big series of events tied to Valentine's Day that are tying into really interesting decorations in the store. Mm-hmm. We have some promotions and we have some events and contests going on. We're really decorating the store in a very unique way with some very unique product tied to Valentine's Day. This will be, without a doubt, our biggest Valentine's Day splash ever.
Ever wonderful.
And, but done in a much more interesting, unique way. And the rail is I can't do justice to it by talking over the phone. Everyone's going to have to come down to the store and see for themselves. But I guarantee you will be surprised and delighted with what you see.
Well, so guys, now you know where to go. Get out there. You know, women love gifts from a Southern Season. You almost can't go wrong. So then what else is up coming up?
Right. So in February, after Valentine's Day, we actually will be transitioning towards our Festival of Women.
This is the 11th annual.
Yeah, and the 11th annual. And our goal this year is to really focus on women in the food industry and more of taking more of a local mm-hmm. angle in terms of women who are at the forefront of vendors and producing product. So we're trying to personalize a little bit more. So you'll see a big focus again on the women behind the product. In our store.
Oh, that'll be fun. So going into, are you still going to have the annual inventory sale?
So I get asked that question a lot too. So right now we are really running our inventory levels very tight and do not have any excess inventory. So I would say right now, no.
Okay.
We just don't have, you know, the reason for the inventory and the sale in the past was to get rid of a lot of excess inventory that the company built up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not running the business that way anymore. We don't have excess inventory. We're trying to make sure instead that we run the right amount of inventory, offer really great product, and put the money back into, instead of discounting the product, put the money back into better product at a really great value every day.
Well, that sounds like fun. So anything new over there that that people are, it's unexpected?
There will be a lot of unexpected things this year.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of changes to the to each of the areas of the floor in terms of things like putting in a coffee bar. We're going to look at putting in a wine bar.
Oh, good.
There is a whole list of things that we're going to do for the store to make the experience better. And again, I would just encourage people to come back to the store frequently because you will see a lot of things change for the better each time.
If you haven't been in a while, it's time to go back. Larry, thank you.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, will you come back sometime?
Absolutely.
We've been talking with Larry Shaw from A Southern Season, and you've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish, an exclusive broadcast of News Talk 1360 WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News Talk and Tar Heel Station.